Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look, this Thursday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, we take a look from Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, and then 5 to 6 and 7 to 12. So between 1 and 12, we have the reading for today from the book of Nehemiah. We've had some feast days this week. Now we're getting a regular day. We don't have any particular feast today. Doesn't mean there aren't people out there who deserve to be, but it's not today. So from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, the whole people gathered as one in the open space before the water gate, and they called upon Ezra the scribe to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord prescribed for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak until midday in the presence of the men, the women, and the children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher up than any of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. As the people remained in their places, Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is His Excellency, and Ezra the priest scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad. Do not weep." All the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. They had not heard many, hadn't heard them all, hadn't known. They were learning, developing, and they were weeping as they heard the words of the law. But he said, "Go, eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared, for today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Hush, today is holy. You must not be saddened." Then all the people went to eat and drink, to distribute portions, and to celebrate with great joy, for they understood the words that had been expounded to them. Brothers and sisters, when we hear the gospel, how attentive are we? Do we really listen? Do we pay attention? Do we seek to respond? I wonder. You know, sometimes we stand for the reading of the gospel at Mass, and then we sit down, and maybe we pay attention to the sermon, and maybe we don't. But here's the living word of God. Here's the word that has power to change you. Are we listening to him? Are we waiting upon him? Are we seeking him? It says here again, I repeat this, all the people, you're not supposed to be sad, and today is holy. And then all the people went to eat and drink, to distribute portions, and to celebrate with great joy, because they understood what had been expounded to them. They understood. That's what we want to be. Ask for help if you don't understand. Seek to follow him. Psalm 19, that the precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. And they do. Because when we know what God's law is, if we're willing conform ourselves to his law, because if you don't conform yourself to God's law, what is the alternative? Satan's law? We're in trouble, because we'll be pushed and pulled farther away from the Lord. So we want to say, "Lord, I want your word. I want your law. I want your truth. I can't obey it all right away, but I want it. I strive for it. I seek it. open your heart to him. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. They give joy to the heart. In fact, it says here in the last sequence, it says they are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. I love good honey. I love good syrup. But this is infinite syrup and infinite honey from the comb. It's God's word. He wants to show us the direction he wants. It refreshes us. It strengthens us. He is trustworthy, and he gives wisdom to the simple. That's what we want. We want his word, his way. And his command is clear. And so say, I can't understand that. Yes, you can. Listen carefully, and you will, because the command of the Lord is clear in enlightening the eye and the fear of the Lord. That's the reverence for the Lord. Serious reverence for the Lord is pure, enduring forever. And his law is true. All what he plans for us is just. In fact, the scripture tells us that they're more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, because they know what awaits us. We don't yet. Those who've gone before us now, they know what's ahead of us. We want that gold. We want that syrup. We want that honey from the comb. We want God's word because it leads to life. It doesn't lead to death. It doesn't lead to excuses. It doesn't lead to all kinds of difficulties down the road. It leads to life. His rule, his commands. Let's pay attention to that. And let's take a look at the moment of the gospel today from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. Brothers and sisters, can we not change that? Can we not change that? Can we add to the laborers for God's harvest? We'll be eternally grateful, receive eternal reward for following the Master. So ask the Master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. We meet all kinds of situations. People are opposed to God. They don't want him. They don't want to hear about him. But I am sending you like lambs among wolves. He says here, carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. In other words, don't equip yourself with every possible detail. Take what is absolutely necessary and then trust him. Into whatever house you enter first, say peace to this household. And if a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. In other words, you will not lose your peace. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. If you get into some kind of ministry that actually takes you into people's homes, pay heed here. Stay in the same house, eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter in, they welcome you. Eat what is set before you. Cure the sick and say to them, the kingdom is at hand for you. What does that mean? The kingdom is at hand. It's as near as your hand reaching out for. You can grip it with your hand. It's there. It's offered to you. Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of your town that clings to your feet, even that we will shake off against you. In other words, if people don't want you, if people reject you, annoy you, go after you, just leave. Just leave quietly. You don't have to fight it. They'll come to you. The ones who really heard your message will come. Pray for them. Every day, pray for them. But don't be afraid when it happens, because it does. The enemy's there, and he tries to take us away from the goodness of God and what God has in store for us. The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, even if you have to say that, yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's reachable. It's reachable. God is here. We can't see them. Our senses, the very things that have taught us so much or shown us so much, this is not that. This is an act of faith, an act of belief that my God is here and my God is with me. I can't most of the time see him through my senses. I can't. But I can know. I believe you, Lord. I believe that you're here. I believe you love us. I believe you're with us. I believe you send your angels to care for us. I believe you're here. Lord, help me. Help me to do your will. Your way. That's one of the things I always say, Lord, help me do your will, your way. Because sometimes when I find out what the will of God is, or at least I think I know what the will of God is, then I think, okay, now what do we do this? How do we make this happen? And instead of going back to the Lord and saying, show me how, and waiting. If he doesn't say anything, then use your best judgment. But sometimes God has more to say to you. Go back and say, Lord, show me. Show me the way to go here. Teach me. Help me. Follow me. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick. Some people have the gift of healing. They want to use it. May it be done so for the glory of God. The kingdom is at hand for you. Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, the dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's that near. But we have to, in faith, say, Lord, I want to believe you. I want to believe your word. And though I cannot see you, though I can't find you, through the normal human means that we use, I can't see you, but I believe your word, and I believe you. I believe that you are there, that you love us. And I tell you, it would be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town. If they reject him, you don't want to be a part of that. You want to be part of the kingdom of God. And God wants to use us. It might be, you know, in some meeting you're at and you have a break time and somebody asks you a question about God, or think, just stop. Just say, oh, I don't know. Stop and ask the Lord, what would you like me to say? What do you want me to say? Somebody is seeking you. Help me. I don't have to quote pages of scripture, although that's helpful. But if you just, from your heart, what you know the truth is, share it. Open their hearts to you. Perhaps they will seek you more. Don't be afraid. Oh, well, that's not the proper place. Maybe it isn't, but maybe it is. Maybe you're using it as an excuse. But so many times, I think, brothers and sisters, God offers us opportunities, and we don't always take them. At least I found that to be true in my own life. And I've been just saying to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being weak. I'm sorry for being afraid. I'm sorry for being perhaps naive. But I don't want to be on the other end of the spectrum either and say, oh, Lord, I know everything. I'll give them this course. I'll give them that course. And courses are good. But first of all, what you want to do is touch the heart of the person and say, I'll be glad to be with you and walk with you and help you. May God bless us all. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.